Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time. Put those earbuds in, turn up the volume, because it's the time for another edition of Double Take Sports Talk with the Watch Brothers right now.
All right, so let's go over what we got. Here's the headlines from the NFL and MLB.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Double Take Sports Talk with the Watch Brothers.
So, Double Take Sports Talk. Until
then. You're like, he does what's going on.
Shout out.
Week 12.
I highly doubt it.
Yeah, is it week 12 for real?
Yep, it's week 12.
Lord have mercy.
I know it.
I'm thinking it's week 11. Well, that's where I stand, but.
Right. Yeah.
Damn. Where the hell did the time go, man? You remember when it was just the beginning of the season?
Right.
What always. The hell happened?
Yep.
You get where busy. Did that time go?
You get busy. Yeah. That's what happens. Yeah. You get busy and then. You kind of just forget time because there's so much things to do, so many things, so little time like that. So that's been, you know, one of the vocal points overall. But week 12, we had some Thanksgiving games, which speaks. I hope everybody had a very good Thanksgiving. It was very peaceful on my end. So I'm very excited about that. We did really technically felt like we didn't do a thing, but you know, we did do some, you know, little bit of small work here and there, you know, we're just workaholics. That's just a fact.
Yeah, that's just how we are.
You're workaholics. We're working through the holiday most of the times, but you know. Yeah.
It is what it is. You just do it anyway.
Yeah.
You just do it. So it's it was good though. Yeah, I ain't even gonna lie. It was wonderful.
Absolutely.
You didn't have to get dragged down anywhere. Didn't have to go anywhere. You just stayed at home all day.
Just stayed home and do a thing. So, meanwhile, for the NFL part of these news, real quick here, Jonathan Taylor is out, I think, 2 to 3 weeks. He's having surgery on his thumb. And Frank Reich got fired by the Carolina Panthers after a 1-10 start. You and I talked about this, and I'm just going to say, this is what happens when you don't have patience, because you're consistently trying to bring in the head coach to fill in systems and things like that. These things take time. It's not necessarily something that you should just be rushing through to be able to make progress. And that's just me and my thought process, because a lot of things and a lot of good things do not normally render good results immediately. It do take time for all of that to happen, especially with a large organization like the NFL and their teams and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely agree to that, Kyle. I agree to that.
Yeah.
If you don't have no patience, you're not going to go anywhere. So, you know, as hard as it is to, you know, watch your team suffer, only win one game so far in the season, that do not mean that you just automatically go ahead and just give it up.
Right.
And to point out, I think if it was true, but I'm going to say it anyway, because I think it was pretty much true. Mm-hmm. For somebody to hire a coach like Frank Reich that actually wanted C.J. Stroud over Bryce Young, and y'all up there firing him, and look what C.J. Stroud has done with the Texans.
Right.
Why'd you fire him?
Right.
You know,
it wasn't so much as of him. It was somebody else before Frank Reich. And that's just not good.
Yeah. You could pretty much say Matt Rule, to say the least. That showed me that they didn't want to be held accountable for what they done when it came down to the draft. And Frank Reich wanting C.J. Stroud over Bryce Young. That just tells you right there. And you just want to just hide in your little pit and let somebody else take the blame for the 1-10 start. Shame.
Accountability. It just sucks.
Yeah.
Accountability.
Yeah, it kind of sucks.
It's not. Accountability is not as strong as it should be at all. It sucks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's where I stand. I thought I had one more thing, but I cannot find it for the life of me on that behalf. But otherwise, let's run through these scores real quick. The Thanksgiving game, starting with the very first one, as always, the Green Bay Packers and the Detroit Lions. Green Bay, 29-22, the final score. Washington and Dallas. Dallas, 45-10. And then the Thursday night game, San Francisco, Seattle, the NFC West, 1-2. San Francisco, 31-13. Friday game, Miami, AFC East, and the Jets, Miami, 34-13. And then the Sunday games, Pittsburgh and Cincinnati, AFC North, Pittsburgh, 16-10. Jacksonville and Houston, AFC South, Jacksonville, 24-21. Tampa Bay and the Indianapolis Colts, Interleague, NFC, AFC South per se, Indianapolis, 27-20. NFC West, New Orleans and Atlanta, 24-15. New England and the New York Giants is also Interleague, along with the East, AFC and NFC, the Giants, 10-7. Carolina and Tennessee, also Interleague, of the South, AFC, NFC, Tennessee, 17-10. The Rams and the Cardinals, NFC West, 2-2. The Rams, 37-14. Cleveland and Denver. Denver, 29-12. Kansas City and Las Vegas. Kansas City, 31-17. And the AFC West showdown. Buffalo and Philadelphia. Interleague East, I believe, yes. NFC and AFC, Philadelphia by 3, 37-34 to improve to 10-1 on the year. Baltimore and the, what I would like to call them, the San Diego Chargers, but the Los Angeles Chargers, Baltimore 20-10 on Sunday night. And Monday night, the Chicago Bears and the Minnesota Vikings, Chicago Bears 12-10, Interleague of the North, NFC and AFC. The Arizona Cardinals and the Los Angeles Rams in Madden 24. Let's just say this. Played both of the careers. One of the career, of course, had a currency error. And I had to do the game all over again. And I said, forget it. I'm not doing it again. So I played the first of my career with the Los Angeles Rams after I got cut, playing against the Arizona Cardinals and won to them, I believe. I don't remember how the score was, but I believe with the Rams, my first career, I think I won 34-28, I think. And then the actual backup season, the Arizona Cardinals and the Los Angeles Rams, I actually won that game 30-20. But that game didn't count. So I have to do it.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
I talked about it last week with Houston. Had to do it again. And when I did it again against Houston, I won that game too. So it's like, who don't know this? Is this what we're going to keep dealing with every single time? Are you going to try to rattle me or not?
They look like they're working on it because that is, it's too many errors.
It's draining.
Your behalf.
It's draining. For real. Yeah. It's draining.
Yeah. I believe it.
Draining. I can't deal with it for so long, but you know, I try to make the best of it. But yeah.
No doubt.
But that's where I stand now. I'm in a playoff push with the Cardinals, the Rams. I am nowhere near a playoff push. At this point, I think that season is done because we're 4-9 on the year as a possibility.
Oh. Wow.
Then we can come back, but I just don't see that happening. So I'm going to call my first player career a done deal. Just going to finish out the season, head off to the second season. The second backup season have a potential to make it to the playoffs. I don't know if that's going to actually happen or not, because I believe we are 6-5 or 7-5. I think it's 6-5. Mm-hmm. I think I'm 7-5. Don't quote me on that, but that's where I stand as of now. So, and I think with the Rams next week, if memory serves me correctly, I'm playing against a team I do not want to play against again that I am sick of looking at. But let me confirm that before I run my mouth. And I am correct. I am playing against a team I do not want to play against as I'm sick of playing them. I'm sick of playing them.
The Cleveland Browns.
The Cleveland Browns. I'm sick of playing them. I am sick and tired of playing them.
Hey, it's just one of those things when they lose to Denver. So it's like how the Eagles are going to be in actual Madden. So good knows what happens.
Man, understatement.
It's insane.
Struggle. It's a real struggle.
Man 22, man 24, yeah. Different teams.
Yeah.
Same team, Cleveland Browns.
Myles Garrett. Oh, that defensive talent. It's going to be so hard.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be so hard. That's my first
career. Oh, you know how that works.
Yeah, that's my first career. That's my actual first player. That's my one that got cut, and it's given a second chance, and it's just like, I'm so not looking forward to it. But, yep, that's it for me. That's all I have. If you got anything else to add on the NFL side anyway.
Not in particular. I think you covered everything from what I remember. So I'm just going to say this before I even get into anything with 2K. I'm just going to say one piece of headline. I mean, I really don't like saying this because it's not 100% official, but I'm going to say it because it's actually in the making. So apparently the NBA is looking into Josh Giddey. And they're looking into him due to the social media doing things that that could incriminate him, to say the least. And that is being involved with a underage girl. So it's not nothing of fire importance, because nothing that's official and nothing like that. No police has been involved. Only the NBA is just looking into it, see what's going on or whatever. Upon that point, that's pretty much.
But everybody's wondering why ain't nobody talking about it. You gotta let them do the investigation first,
right?
You know, it's, you gotta let them do the investigation.
Like, you can't really. Exactly. You can't really say much.
Did it die?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, oh gosh, are you pulling an Undertaker on me? I'm like, oh, here we go.
Bro, that was kind of creepy. I said, what happened? Did I just turn blind?
Yeah, no kidding.
What happened?
Yeah.
So you really have to look into it first. You have to gather all the details before anything else happens. Right. Mm-hmm. And right now the NBA is the only one that's really looking into it. So it's really not a lot to say at this given moment.
Right.
Nobody else is saying nothing. Giddey ain't saying nothing. The head coach ain't saying nothing. So there's nothing really to say. It's just a bunch of people on social media exposing Josh Giddey. So there's that.
Yeah.
So. Here we go again. Where's my charger? I'm sick of this.
I thought you had your charger. Why don't you have your charger?
Well, I thought I could get through a whole podcast without it. But.
Lord have mercy. So.
Yeah, so I'm just going to have to pull out the old
and then handy dandy.
Go from there.
That's all you can do. So.
Let's take this off real quick. It's already blinking one.
Yeah, because it's going to die at any second.
I thought I could get through the whole damn podcast. I guess they fooled me. Well, fuck you too. But anyway. So, let me run into 2K real quick. I had found some pretty interesting stuff that has happened. But first, let me be the first to say that the Blazers, like in regular season, is 5-12. I am still effing winless. So if anybody wants to pray for me at this point, they're more than welcome to. I am open to that type of prayer because right now I'm in trouble. I'm in trouble. But let me get realistic about something real quick. I mentioned this to you, Darren, and I'm just going to throw this out here. And if anybody actually sit down and listens to this podcast, please help me out on this. So Darren had his theory, and I'm just going to just throw it out here. So everybody knows that anybody that plays 2K had a recent update, and it had numerous of different, you know, things that they fixed, so to say, with 2K regarding to my career and my teams and stuff like that.
Online stuff.
Yep. And all that stuff. So I get the update, of course, whatever, stuff like that. So I go in and I get on. And I'm like thinking, like, the overall rating was 62. What the hell am I going to do with this little small ass 6,000 VC to kind of improve my player to a rating of a 63? So I went in, I just get ready to start another recording, and I looked, I was like, long ways to go. Long ways to go.
Oh, I know that feeling.
I'm so overwhelmed at this point. I said, what? I'm like, God, please. What is there? Something. Give me some kind of sign here. So I go in, and I'm like, okay, so let's see what happens if I get this up to a rating of a 66. So I start up in the upgrades, and I ain't got to pay a dime. So I was like, oh, I'm getting lucky here. So I went on and started filling up everything. And I finally check out. I was like, let's see what kind of tricks they're playing now. So I went on and checked out and didn't pay a dime. I said, ooh, I wonder if the next one goes like this. So I went to the next one. I went to playmaking. I was like, ooh, my favorite. Went on, did the same thing. I said, oh, shit. Is this God talking to me? Didn't have to pay a dime. I filled that mother sucker up, too.
Yeah.
It just kept filling it up. I filled everything up. I got up to a rating of an 89. And the only thing I ain't got to fill up yet was my physicals and my defense, which I kind of regret because I wish I would have filled up my defense first and left one of them offensive suckers behind.
Yeah.
But it happens. I was too much of a shock to see what happened. Now, I'm trying to figure out what the hell happened. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm trying to figure out, because the day before the update, I was paying VC for it. Right. So I'm like, what happened? What happened?
Right.
So, of course, Darren believing. So, by me being winless, so they was kind of like, well, yeah, maybe they're feeling sorry for you. So if you get some certain losing streak, they might have to help you out there. So you might have to pay for any upgrades.
That's how I felt.
Damn you.
That's how I felt.
Damn you.
That's how I felt.
And that granted could be true. Please believe that could be true. But please, I would love to hear other outtakes other than Darren's. Somebody please hit me up. What is going on here? I would like to think it's something different. I'm just throwing it out there. So I would like love to.
Would you like to think that 2K just made a mistake?
Wait till we go out there and see a currency error. Then we'll talk about it. But right now, I have not gotten a currency error, and I'm all upgraded up to an 89. So let's see what happens. Let's see if it was like, oh, we just, you know, it was just only for a couple of days. It was just only for 3 days. You got to go back to a 62, and we're taking all your upgrades.
Or it could be a Christmas gift, an early one.
You and these Christmas gifts. You and these Christmas gifts.
Why not? It would make sense.
Maybe a surprise.
Arnold's showing an episode right now, Christmas. So let's be real here. It could be an early Christmas gift.
How about a surprise instead? Maybe a surprise.
Okay, sure.
Instead of a Christmas gift.
I mean, I don't see the difference, but sure. A surprise Christmas gift or a surprise.
Sometimes I have to be patient with you, so I have to huff and puff and huff and puff.
Because you know I'm spitting facts.
Let's just say you're accurate, but not spitting facts.
Oh Lord, Daryl, help us all. That's all right. You don't have to agree at all. You can always deny it if you want to. I'm okay with that. I'll live with that. I'm okay with that. Oh man.
Before we go, but I do got to say something about this. It is amazing on so far how this in-season tournament has turned into a real piece of competition. It's amazing.
I think that's probably the reason why they did it. Could be part of the reason why they did it.
Dude. It is amazing on how these players are competing. It's amazing. I've never seen nothing like this.
Right.
Got, you know, the Pacers competing. You got Orlando. They've been competing.
Right.
And these are teams that are in the bottom half of the conference, except the Pacers. But I am impressed with how most of these teams in the end season has turned their competition notches up like no other. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And they could be on to something, believe it or not, when it comes down to the end season tournament. And I won't be surprised if they actually did bring this back next season. Because it's amazing. I've never seen so many fights in my life. It is incredible. It's incredible.
Fights.
Yeah. I'm just talking in the sense of based on competition. It's fights and teams competing. It's amazing.
Yeah, because, you know, even though it's still early in the season, you still have, you know, and then season
something to look forward to. Yes.
Because you don't have a whole lot to look forward to when you're in the beginning of the season. You do, but you don't. Because now at this point, when you're like, down in the dumps, you're like, what the hell do I have to look forward to? And, you know, now a lot of players have something to look forward to.
Yeah. Now, even though that it's still at the beginning phases, I'm kind of surprised where the Detroit Pistons land right now. They haven't won a game in the in-season tournament, and I think they only won two games so far this year, to say the least. Mm. So it begs the question, where does things go from here with Monty Williams? Do you keep rolling with him, which you always do, which is obvious because you don't want to be turned around like a Franklin at this point. Right. Now, if this situation with whole Frank Wright ordeal turns out to be for the better, and they start to improve, then yeah, you can pretty much say that was a pretty decent move.
Well, the gamble, you know, you take the risk. A lot of them would take the risk, but you know, somebody like me, I wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't do it either. It's like you might as well one finish out the season or at least be patient.
Yeah.
At the most. I just think that the players just need to build more chemistry. I don't think it has nothing to do with Monty Williams, but they need to build more chemistry.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
No doubt.
If they do that, then I think they'll be fine, to say the least. But if that was me in that situation, I'd rather deal with the 19-degree weather that we have here in the situation in Detroit.
Right. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, right.
See, I'm so used to being like 40 or 50. I walk out the door and I just wear a hood and a tank top underneath my hood.
You had to get that the same
That
thought.
Blast. I did, but I didn't. I didn't change. I didn't do anything. I just dealt with it and hoped that the car heater kicked in soon enough. But you know how that is.
Mm-hmm.
It took a while. It was so cold.
Oh, yeah, it was cold. I don't feel a thing in my room, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. No sleeping in my room either. So.
Oh, believe me, I want to.
Because it's like that. Good, cool feeling. You just lay there and that cool air just kicks in.
I don't have a
your
thing.
Feet.
I have nothing but heat and frustration. I'm just like, for real?
Yeah.
I'm like, this window all the way open, and it's all the way open now.
And you know what the most bizarre part about that is? Mine's is not even halfway open. You feel that draft there? It's not even halfway open.
Yeah.
It's a little less than half.
Man, it feels amazing in your room. I'm struggling. It's like we just switch rooms.
The only thing that really kills me is I really don't have a screen in my window.
Well, even at that, you feel like that we switch rooms simply because of the environment.
Yeah, because mine usually be hot. Yours usually be cool.
And now it's the flip. Yours is cool. Mine's is hot. And we're smack dab starting at the... We ain't even in winter yet.
Sure ain't. That's okay. I think one day that wind's going to hit the direction that you needed to hit to and overcome the heat.
And then I'd be in bed after like I don't want to get out because it's so damn cold.
Mm-hmm. This is exactly why that I always need to turn into Caribbean islands. So,
mm-hmm. Right.
I need those moments.
You need a lot of moments.
Darren, if I needed a lot of moments, I would not be doing this podcast. I would be out there famously rich doing what I love best. Just throwing that out there.
I was going to throw something else out there, but it ain't even worth it.
Yeah, keep that to yourself. Don't be like them haters on YouTube.
That has already embedded in me right about now. Get somebody coming on here talking shit.
I always do.
I'm just like...
It's never ending.
I'm just like, and it's not with anything else. It is just with my damn Madden games. It's just Madden. And they just come on and they just start talking shit. I'm like, what? Really? What are y'all talking about? What are y'all talking about?
Y'all are pointing out some very irrelevant shit.
Like
I mean, let's
one dude got mad at me because I'm wearing gloves. I'm like, are you fucking for real?
Like, what kind of idiot are you, man?
When I say that putting out as a video content creator, putting out video content is never easy because you're gonna have the repercussions behind it. You're gonna have the things that come with the territory, and part of that territory so far, and the only thing, is people coming out talking shit about my Madden shorts, always.
Rather if you're
wearing a glove, rather if it's the music, rather if it's there was something else
on PS4 and not PS5,
right? And there was one more that was significant. I gotta point out, I forgot what it was. Can't think of what it is off the top of my head. Oh, just people not giving a damn in general, but then want to come on and make a comment.
That, you know what? This is what I want to say about that. For anybody else that decides to go on and talk about they don't give a shit about the video, let me explain a quick tutorial, okay? And I'm going to be doing this in the fucking comment section too, because I'm getting tired of this shit right here. If you don't like what was being put by us on YouTube Shorts and that YouTube put out, don't comment, I don't care. When you see the video, there are three dots. Tap on it and click do not recommend this video and quit fucking with us.
Right. Right.
That's it. Keep your damn comments to yourself and move on. Like, we're going to continue to put videos out regardless if you don't care or not. So go fuck yourself and leave us alone. Mm-hmm. Leave us alone.
I think the one that got you the most was the one that came in last night.
Was that last night?
Yeah, it was last night.
Are you for real?
Yeah, that was last night. That was yesterday. It was right before I went to bed.
That was last night for real?
Yeah, that was last night. Why wouldn't it be?
It was this time yesterday. 2-3 days ago.
Mm, it was this time yesterday. Not technically this time. Yeah, this time yesterday, because it's been 23 hours.
Oh, you talking about the other one? Oh, yeah, I remember
but
that.
What did you think I was talking about? Oh, you thought I was talking about the other dude. Talking about
that he didn't care. And then the other punk come on talking about that he agreed. Or he was
word up.
Word up.
Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. That was last week. No.
That's what I thought you was talking about.
No, I'm talking about the one from last night.
Oh, yeah. That extra biscuit ass. Man. I felt some way about that dude.
Oh, I know.
First of all, it's all about the content. It's not about rather if we're a girl or not.
He was all because what I really that.
He was fixated about it. Look, idiot, because I wanted to go on so badly and say this because he was like, "Ooh,
let's do this." Please tell me you're a girl. If you a guy with this music, laughing emoji.
Yep, and I fucked her last night. That's it. That's what I really wanted to say.
Girl, man, that really would have... Oh, God, you can only imagine what that would have been, because I almost convinced you to do it.
Yeah, you did. You almost did. I had to convince myself not to do it. I wanted... Man... Yeah. Ooh. You better be lucky. Sometimes you have to show your professionalism on different types of platforms. But I tell you, I really wanted to let that fly.
Yeah, then he goes on to start talking about you probably want to be a girl, this and this. And I'm just like, at this point, I feel like it's a troll. But at the same time, I feel like it's a legit person that don't have a fucking life.
I agree. a real person that's being a troll and wants to sit up and try to bully someone.
Yeah. I'm like, it ain't working.
Different ways.
Anyway, I'm like, bruh, I got work to do. Child. And I did have work Child. To do. I still try to get the videos done.
Mm-hmm.
I still try to get those damn videos done.
And that's it. That's it. So just leave that be. Just leave us alone. We're just trying to do things to entertain. That's all we're trying to do. If you're going to sit there and start talking all this mad shit, then yeah, we're either going to laugh at you or we're going to ignore you. So take your pick. Mm-hmm. Take your pick.
Yeah.
So then you gotta because we're sitting here just good.
I said, you got to take a stand on certain things.
Yeah, you do. You do. You just have to take a stand on it. And it's insane. And I'm like, bro, you're not going anywhere if you're just going to keep continuing to troll this channel. And that's all they're going to do. And they're just going to continue to troll. They continue to, you know, they're going to continue to talk. They're going to continue to do this.
They don't talk about MLB The Show. They don't talk about 2K. I've had nothing but good comments from 2K. But damn, Madden 22 and 24.
Yeah,
I get nothing but up and down I get more criticism than compliments.
Yes.
You want to talk about somebody that is indeed a prayer. Shoot. I'm up here trying to like, boy, I definitely need to do one of these.
Bro, pray first. Yes.
Yeah.
Pray first. Like, yes.
Shoot. Well, sometimes
they want to bring out the bad in you, man.
Oh, shoot, yeah, because I'm like, man, as hard as we work to get these videos on, I mean, come on. Yes. We're still amateurs. We're still working at it. We've been doing podcasting for years. We've been putting videos together for that for years. We've been putting audio together for years. You know, but video content for gaming, that's a whole
different
level.
Yeah.
It's a whole different level of expectations. Podcasting is too, but gaming is a whole different responsibility.
Yeah. There's a difference when you're doing that podcast versus gaming. Yeah. Podcast, you're just like a free to speech and saying what you need to say.
Right.
And speaking out on your platform or whatever. When you're doing a video game, it's a certain criteria that you have to follow. Mm-hmm. So it's different.
Because you got to be able to, you know, match the people that like your content.
Yeah.
Yep. And that ain't easy.
No, it's never easy. You have to mix stuff up. You have to read stats. Even if you don't have stats to read off of, you have to find different ways to, you know, try to grab attention of this stuff. It's not easy.
Yeah.
It's never easy.
Never is.
You know, and those ones that actually sat down and supported this, appreciate y'all dearly.
So much. Y'all are like a breath of fresh air for me. Clean water. Yes. For real.
Man. Because wouldn't have gotten as far as
we
wouldn't have gotten as far as we did if it wasn't for y'all.
Right.
That's actually if that's liked and made good comments and then subscribe to the channel itself. If it wasn't for y'all, we would not be where we at right now.
Right.
You know, y'all amazing. Y'all really amazing when it comes down to the
to
our gaming career, to say the least.
Yeah. Cause I'm like it comes at the right time.
Right.
To have back-to-back ignorance and comments, but then you have those ones that come on, say something nice, ask a question, things like that. That's a breath a breath of fresh air there.
Yeah, and even just talking about the short itself.
Yeah.
You know, just talking about the short itself.
Just making a basic comment that really is not even pertaining to ignorance. Like one of them, rest in peace, Junior Seau, off the Legends challenge.
Yes.
It's still a breath of fresh air to me. It's not something that, you know, somebody's coming on saying, oh, you wearing gloves as a quarterback, it's not good. You're not Justin Fields. I know that. Who said I was Justin Fields? I stand corrected. I'm not Justin Fields. I'm Derrick Watts.
Exactly.
I stand corrected. But still, even at that, what the hell?
If you wanna wear a glove playing a game, do that. It's part of the equipment. It's part of the equipment.
Exactly.
What you hating on? It's part of the damn equipment. You just hating.
That. Just that. Hating.
Baseball you gonna get crazy. Mad at a baseball player wearing gloves? And it's 100 degrees outside?
You never know. He very well could be. You never know.
I mean, it's like a 50-50 of population of baseball players wear gloves that don't wear gloves.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just stop with the pure ignorance. It's a saying.
You can't win.
But yes. But those ones, like I said, supporting, man, y'all the greatest.
Thank y'all. Yes. Y'all the greatest. Always.
Y'all have really stepped up.
Even the ones that don't make a comment but like the video.
Yes.
Are ones too. They count too.
They real ones. They all real ones. If you're subscribed, if you have subscribed and you have liked, you have commented in a good way, y'all real.
Yeah. Y'all who y'all are.
Y'all incredible.
Yes.
No doubt. We appreciate y'all
Hands
very
down.
Much.
Hands down. Yes. Thank y'all.
Mm. Yeah. No doubt about it. Yeah, I think that's all I have on my end, too. So I think I'm done here. So if you're ready to wrap this up, we can wrap this on up.
Yep. All right, let's roll.
So we appreciate everyone's time. We appreciate it very, very much. Once again, we appreciate everybody that's showing support to our gaming channel. We appreciate that very much. You go ahead, if you have seen our stuff, go ahead and subscribe and like our channel at the Watch Brothers. And, of course, we got the podcasting channel. We haven't done much with it yet, but if you still want to check out some of the content that we have on there, you can check it out at the at Double Take Sports Talk or DTSD 2414. I'm sorry, at DTSD 2414. And of course, you got the social media as usual. And you can follow us there for the latest on when our podcast will be out. Instagram be the Watch Brothers, and then Twitter be at DTSD 2414. But until then, I'm Daryl. There's right across from me. All right. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Until then,
ciao.
Ciao.